Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're live at Twin Peaks. Steve Coonan is here, Hawks CEO, to join us each and every week. And, Steve, happy Friday to you. By the way, Hawks in action tonight against the Spurs down at State Farm Arena. How you doing, my friend?
Doing great. Come on down tonight. There's some SRO tickets still available. And you can stand at the bar, watch the game, have a few drinks, and enjoy yourself while we take on a very, very talented Spurs team.
Yeah, man, Wemby's the show, man. Wemby in town, that's going to be huge. Unfortunately, on the heels of a back-to-back effort last night, we did get to see Trey. And as we said and told the listeners, let's not overreact, not making excuses, but it was just 20 minutes for Trey. He did get in the mix with some assists and another monster night for Jalen Johnson. But unfortunately, Steve, we didn't play a lot of defense, not a lot of perimeter defense last night. And those guys shot 49% from three.
You know, it's so hard. Trey and the starters have played together 121 minutes into last night, and you could just see, you know, that they were getting used to each other. A lot of guys looking at each other, you know, because they hadn't had the reps, they hadn't played together. So in some ways, we're starting over again. You know, I thought Jalen was incredible, and I thought Nikhil Alexander-Walker once again. I mean, he had 9 points in like 41 seconds last night. It was incredible. But we were, you know, we're very optimistic. And Charlotte, give them credit. They got some really talented young guys who I actually thought in the second half they would fall off, and they did because you couldn't keep shooting 60% from three. But at the end, it got away. And that was, that's a tough one.
It is. You know, when you're working guys back into these situations, the team trainers, there's a lot that goes into this, Steve, and I just had a guy hit me up, and he said, you know, he had saw that Trey apparently is not playing tonight, or he's listed as questionable or something, and he said, you know, I thought he was back. And my answer to him was, there's a lot that goes into making sure that he's going to be back for the long term. It's not just throwing him out there and letting him play as much as he wants.
No, I mean, you can't take a guy who's been out 23 games and have him play back-to-back nights. I mean, that's just not prudent. And he won't play tonight, and it is out there, or I wouldn't be saying anything. And he is back, but it's, you know, it's a busy time. You know, for the last 2 weeks, we haven't had a ton of games. It's the in-season tournament, broke up the schedule, and so there was a bunch of practice, and Trey was actually, you asked me last Friday, I think Mike did, when's he coming back, and we, you know, said, soon. I don't think any of us were excited about it, but I don't think any of us thought it was going to be this soon, and certainly it won't be a sustained, you know, and Trey averages 35 minutes a game, he's got to build up his lungs and his strength for that, so,
right.
But it's great to have him back.
No, I mean, we said it's not going to, you know, going to happen like overnight. Like he's going to go and play 40 minutes, to Steve's point. But looking to see how, and that's what the fans are going to be looking to see, as you know, Steve, the next few weeks, how he gets sort of integrated into this half court. And last night there was no fallout for Jalen Johnson. As we said, the liability and the fault was on the defensive side on the other end. But, yeah, this team has got so many playmakers, and Nau goes 28 off the bench. Some folks are saying maybe it's time for him to start. So there's some really good things happening. It's just going to take a minute. And the good news is you've got all of this month until the All-Star break. And by the way, do you guys and do teams, and would you be guys interested in lobbying Jalen Johnson as an All-Star? And how does that work?
Oh, 100%. I mean, you know, most likely he will make the team on the coaches' picks, because the guys usually with the most Instagram followers and, you know, and the ones who you see in Sprite commercials are the ones who usually get the most votes. And remember, it's global. And I'm being really serious. I mean, you know who was the number one vote getter last year?
It was a Ball, wasn't it?
It was LaMelo Ball, correct.
That's right. Right.
No, it was LaMelo Ball. And I don't think he got picked for the team.
No, he did not.
But think about that. So, you know, All-Star is an interesting process. You've got three voters. The fans have a piece. The coaches have a piece. And the players have a piece. And so I think Jalen will check the box with all three. And, I'd be shocked if he didn't make it. He's rapidly becoming Bill Simmons, who – incredibly popular podcast has him in his top 15 players in the entire league now. So
yeah. Well, he should. I mean, look, last night I think was a prime example. When you talk about the triple double and the numbers, there's been no fall off from what he has shown us at the beginning of the season when Trey was out there and then Trey wasn't, and now Trey's back. And last night I thought he had an incredible performance. But, yes, he is one of these unsung guys that I think basketball fans, NBA fans, are just becoming familiar with. And they're like, who is this Jalen Johnson kid, you know?
Right.
That's what I'm hearing, Steve. What are you hearing?
Same thing. I mean, he missed two chunks of the last couple of years. But what we saw last year, the analytics people were like, if he would have stayed, we would have finished in the top six and in the East. And, you know, this year's weird. I mean, everybody's bunched up. We're in ninth place.
Yeah.
We're a game and a half out of third.
It's crazy.
There's a lot of parity. That's the whole idea.
And there's the good news is, you know, we've got, and I say we, the Hawks, have got a lot of flexibility, ways we can approach it. I think Anse Sele is really good at his job. We've seen that early on. He got high marks for everything pulled in the offseason. And now, you know, we didn't really get to see what Kristaps Porzingis is. We may not, you know, with what's going on with the POTS syndrome he's been dealing with the blood pressure and everything else. But there is still a value with him because of the expiring contract. So even this team looks good, and hopefully, as we said, Trey gets things rolling. I'm curious to see how we approach the trade deadline.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Because, you know, you could be still one of the youngest teams in the league with or without Trey, you know, and have a really bright future here. But I think Porzingis certainly is not going to be a part of the future.
I think it's way too early to make decisions like that or to even think in that regard. You
really?
Know, we knew. Yeah, I mean, nobody signed him and thinking he was going to play 70 games. We're very aware of, you know, when you trade a player, they have incredible medical testing before you swap resources for an asset that you're paying that kind of money to. And so we have full history, medical, all teams do.
All right.
And, you know, nobody thought he would be a 70-game player, and I think he's going to be a major contributor to us. The Denver game, what was that, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
He played 22 minutes. He had 25 points. And while he isn't, you know, dominant on the boards, he allows so many of our guys to get more rebounds. He is such a huge asset on both defense, rebounding, and scoring, and he opens up the lane because if you don't cover him well outside, he's going to kill you. So he's valuable, but again, there's a plan for KP, and I think the closer we get to the games that all games matter, but, you know, the games in the playoffs, hopefully he'll be at full force. So, and
all
we
right.
can't wait.
Okay.
Let's shift gears. I want to talk some college football with you because the college football playoff starts tonight. Oklahoma taking on Alabama, which is a big-time matchup. Mike and I were talking about the Cinderellas and you know, how this is laid out. How do you feel about this format? And more importantly, you know, do you feel like some of these games are lame? Like the Oregon-James Madison game, it just doesn't have a big feel, or at least it doesn't seem like it's going to. Maybe the game turns out to be fabulous. We don't know. But what are your thoughts on the format of this playoff?
You know, I think they've kind of mixed a little bit of March Madness into this, and that itself is madness. In basketball, you can have – I mean, look at Charlotte last night. We're a much better team. They shot 49% from three and set records for their franchise, you know, for the 30-year records for their franchise. You don't see that in football. You don't have those kind of Cinderella stories in football because it's so much team, so much talent. And I think to say those two teams, love Tulane, love my friends who went to Tulane and their kids who are at Tulane, all due respect to Steak Shapiro on your fine station.
Thank you.
They're not one of the best 12 teams.
No.
They're not one of the best 12 teams in the country. Georgia Tech would be favored by double digits over both of these teams.
And
you
that's
know,
the thing,
but
yeah, and that's,
because
it's
the
supposed
insanity
to be a TV
and the way
right.
they've done it.
Right. I'm sorry to cut you off, Steve.
The NCAA is not careful.
Right.
This whole thing's going to fall apart. I'm telling you now.
Yeah, I agree
I mean,
with
who
that.
Do we really want to see? We want to see SEC teams and Big Ten teams. What's
right.
to keep them from getting together, bringing in, you know, a Florida State, a North Carolina, a Miami, a few other teams, and starting their own? So teams like James Madison don't get an $8 million share of the national championship pie. No disrespect to, I'm not even sure what they're called, the Whoopies or whatever, but no disrespect. You're not one of the best 12 teams in the country. Now watch, you'll probably sweep everybody and win the Natty. But I'll take that bet. I'm
now,
allowed
as we
to take
said,
that bet.
Now, honestly, the James Madison Dukes, Steve, how dare you not know the pride
Thank
of Harrisonburg.
You.
But no, that's the thing. Joel Klatt from Fox said they're only in this thing so they don't get sued. So the College Football Playoff Committee doesn't get hit with some kind of a lawsuit because we know what passes the eye test. It should be Vanderbilt. It should be Notre Dame. Regardless of how Vanderbilt and Notre Dame would do, they'll do better than these guys. I can tell you that. They'll cover the spread perhaps. But, Steve, you just touched on it. Carl and I have talked about this for years. We're eventually heading towards a 50-team super conference that will be dominated by the Big 12 and the SEC. And with all due respect to the
funded by a global media company, an Amazon, an Apple.
Correct.
You know, I mean, that's where it's heading. And it's self-induced.
Right.
And those people who went to other schools, you know, they'll be another TV conference or two. But this is It's not good. And what the coaches leaving have done to players, and what players are every 4 years are getting a raise by going to another school and suing to play 7 years. So there's there are a lot of issues that need to be resolved. College football is spectacular.
It is.
I mean, it is spectacular, but this is not spectacular.
Yeah. Good point. Steve Coonan, appreciate you as always. Tonight, Spurs in town, guys. Go down to the arena. He said standing room only, tickets still available. And you can check out the Spurs. Very interesting matchup tonight with our Hawks in a back-to-back situation. Hopefully we pick up a win and continue this momentum, man. And by the way, Christmas week, Steve, we got games at home, right?
Yeah, so Sunday at 3:30, I believe. Hold on, I have the schedule right here in my office. Hold on 1 second. Sunday afternoon, I can't pick it up because it's laminated.
We are. What are you eating, wings? What do you got going on over there in the office right now?
I really did have fun on my hands.
I guess some dim sum.
Okay, wait,
all right.
Stop
you know what?
It,
a new segment,
it.
Carl. What is Steve eating? I say dim sum. Your thoughts?
A little grubby hand. So they, you know, it's laminated. It was stuck in a corner. I couldn't lift it. 3:30 Sunday, Chicago. Bring your kids. I'm bringing my grandkids. It's right. A blast. Game's over by 6. They can go home, go to bed. You can go have a drink. And then we play, you know, Chicago again on Tuesday night. And I think one of the most interesting, fun things that I'm not sure everybody's caught on to is we are playing the Minnesota Timberwolves. Anthony Edwards coming home New Year's Eve, 3 p.m. Again, come down, bring your family to the game, go to the game. You're home by 6. Either stay home and watch the college football that we just discussed or go out and have a hell of a time. But these afternoon games are a real opportunity to turn your kids on to NBA. And families, friends, let's go.
Good stuff. Steve Coonan, appreciate you, man. Enjoy the weekend. Enjoy the grandkids. And we will talk to you next week.
All right. Everybody be well. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas to everyone.
Absolutely.
Get some, now get some wet naps.
Stop it. Goodbye.
Stop it. Get some wet naps. I can't grab it. I don't know why I can't pick this up.
There's soy sauce all over my schedule.
He didn't wipe his laminate down. All right, man. Coming up, we're going to talk some Falcons. Injury reports out. What's the deal? Apparently, Drake, is he available? Is he not available? Is he ready? Is he not ready? We got to talk about this matchup, and we're going to replay our interview with Kirk Cousins.
You like that?
Stay there. We're live at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.